The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
And welcome in to the Kappa J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, John Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you. Hope that you're going to have a great Friday and a great weekend. As this is a football Friday for us, college and pro. We can't wait. Bears and the Dolphins. And going back to last week against the Cowboys, Cap, I'm in Austin, Texas. I'm at a bar drinking some Lone Star beer. Like with the natives, with a lot of Bears fans, by the way, dressed in their Bears garb in the state of Texas. So many Bears fans there watching. And it would you had this mixed bag of, hey, you saw the Bears get into the end zone. They actually did score N'Keal Harry. Hey, end zone Harry, how are you? Harry comes in and he gives you a touchdown, right? They got into the end zone, which is really cool. And so and on that side of it, they scored 29 points. On the other side of the Cap, that defense, and we knew that there was going to be a problem because, as you've been saying all along, it's about talent. We haven't heard from the 11-12 win group in a long time, not since July.
Yeah, where are all those people?
Yes.
Lee Allen, you okay out there?
Yes.
I mean, where are these Nesby and our guy Bearlissimo? I know he's got family responsibility, but where you been, dude?
Yes.
The DMs are still open.
Yes, yes, the DMs are
still
open.
They're all quiet.
Yes.
Because they now realize, well, maybe we overestimated the talent on the roster. Yeah, no blank.
Yeah, you could see that there is a path that's being drawn. I don't like when the Bears lose, and I don't like tanking. But I think this is not necessarily the tank that you take it to the stubs, Cap. It wasn't one of those things. We've seen that before. This is an opportunity for the Bears to look at the talent that they have, young draft picks, and then be able to see, or in the next this offseason, with the money that they have, with the draft picks that are available, you know, that they could be able to grow from this the next couple of years.
2024 is when I think you're going to see a team that should be getting into the playoff chase.
Yeah.
Next year, they should be vastly improved because they will add a lot more impactful talent through the draft and free agency. But free agency is not the panacea for all that ails you.
True.
There's not that many great players that get there. Solid players. You can improve your roster. You also have to save some of that money. You're not going to spend it all. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to extend Justin here in about a year. So there is a lot going on around the Bears, but it's going to take time. That's what it's going to take. They've got one first-round draft pick of their own on the roster. One.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Pace had four in the top 10, and none of them are left. Floyd, White, Trubisky, Smith.
Gone.
Four top 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are here. That's a problem.
Yep. This is why polls is going in this direction. And so when we hear from the offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, about this football team, now that they've got Claypool, and I'll ask you because I didn't talk to you at the time. Before we hear from Getsy, what was your initial reaction to that deal? Did you get mixed signals saying, wait, hold on a second. We're trying to get to a point where we get a high draft pick. Why is Claypool here? Did you get mixed signals at the time? Because you thought, well, this will knock you out of the top three in the draft. Because if Claypool can make catches that Smith, Marsett, and Pettis cannot.
Yeah,
right?
I liked the deal as soon as I heard it. I was like, oh, do we have to give up our second round pick or the Ravens second rounder? And then we found out, was it Josina Anderson snorling? I think it was Josina Anderson. You could check on her account.
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted in the morning, Green Bay Packers believe they're getting Chase Claypool. And then Ryan Poles went, hang on, I'll give you our second rounder, not the Ravens. Oh, well, that's going to be a better pick than the Packers, is what the Ravens, I mean, what the Steelers are betting on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got him. Okay. And then Poles was on with the afternoon show with Waddle and Sylvie and told them, I looked at the draft, I look at free agency. I don't see a Chase Claypool that we can get in the second round. That's why he made the deal.
Yeah, Josina Anderson tweeted that the Packers believed they had the best offer on the table for Chase Claypool, but they were still competing with another team. That team turned out to be the Chicago Bears.
So, Charlie, that should make a Bears fan smile that the Bears stepped in front of the Packers in that spot.
Yeah, take that, Green Bay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things about it is, like, they've been getting hammered so hard for not giving Fields any talent, and then they go out and get him a good receiver, and it's like, whoa, not that. Not like that.
Right.
I mean, exactly. What do you want? Like, they just need to add good players.
Right. We want talent. Oh, wait a minute. Don't give up that pick.
Right.
At some point. Now, ESPN, did you see the trade grade?
Mm-mm.
What do you think they graded the trade for the Bears?
For the Bears, maybe a B?
D+.
D+.
Thought they grossly overpaid for a number three receiver. Claypool, who I thought was very good at his opening press conference, he believes he's a playmaker and that he just needs the opportunity. He was very kind and did not blast Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Just feels like he's got a rebirth here to be with Justin. You know who his best friend is?
Mm.
Cole Kmet.
Mm.
They're like, that's his guy. And they feel like, hey, man, Justin is a really ascending player, and we have a chance to make plays.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. What's the temperature, 70 degrees?
It's
got to be in the 70s,
63.
Right? 63. Guy walking around with a coonskin cap. You see that?
I did.
Some thoughts here from Luke Getsy.
See all kinds.
Luke Getsy, how will Claypool help Mooney and Kmet?
Anytime that you have good players, it helps everybody. I mean, that's just part of it, right? I mean, that's the more good players you put around each other, then it lifts the game, it lifts the level of play for everybody. So it's not...
Terrible answer. If Claypool will help out, will it open up for Mooney? Let's.
Everything you do, you're trying to find the best matchups, right? And so if teams have different things to worry about, like, I think that's what's been able to make us pretty unique offensively, is that, you know, you get what we do a bunch of different ways. And so the more players that you have that can do multiple things, then that's for sure. That definitely simplifies defenses for sure. So I think that helps.
What do you think, Mooney?
Likewise with that. I mean, anything that we can do, you know, to make things, you know, great for both of us, that would be very nice, you know, I can open some things up for him, he can open some things up for me, and just be, you know, a natural and great-looking thing, you know. So I guess we can start thinking of some nicknames or whatever and get things rolling.
All right, so some thoughts there from Darnell Mooney is the Bears now will have Claypool. It'll be interesting to see how he fits into the Bears' offense. The White Sox named their manager Pedro Geritol, now the manager for the White Sox.
Griffol.
And so sorry?
Griffol. Pedro Griffol.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pedro Griffol.
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 So it's not the little jar
it is
that,
not.
That Dad used to get?
It is not. Geritol, I don't even know if they make Geritol anymore.
What do you mean? They don't make Dave Geritol.
What did Geritol even do? Like, you take Tylenol, you have a fever. If you've got body aches, you take Aleve or Advil, and you... What is Geritol?
Geritol.
Vitamins. Various vitamins. Dietary supplements, several vitamin complexes, plus iron or multi-mineral products in both liquid form and tablets.
It was in the cabinet. You remember this as a kid. Geritol.
I do.
But it was sitting there.
They don't make it anymore, do they?
No, it's right there. Of course, it's right there.
No 12% alcohol content.
It's still made.
Yeah. It's still made. Do they not advertise anymore?
Well, we can bring them on the show.
Scharf. Dave Scharf, head of sales.
Yeah.
Scharf, get Geritol to sponsor something on the show. We should do it here. I got a great idea.
Mm.
There's a great follow on Twitter, Super 70 Sports.
Love that guy.
Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. We should do a throwback segment every week brought to you by Geritol, Sanka. What are some other old products?
Well, we've been trying to get IBM.
IBM?
Yes.
Right.
And... something for some kind of hair gel, a little dabble do ya.
Bro Cream or Vitalis.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
A little dabble do ya, Bro Cream.
See? And they still sell that too, by the way.
Right.
So, I mean, listen, I love that. What's the name, Pedro, what?
Griffol.
Okay. The new manager.
Play that again, Charlie.
Hello, my name is Pedro Griffol.
Griffol. Okay.
Pedro Griffol.
Is this, so Rick Hahn. With the big smile.
The Cheshire Cat.
That's it. The big smile because he's got his guy. How about that? What about significant changes to the team?
I think we view this as still a very championship caliber core. Obviously, we had significant regression across the board in several key players. I think job one is figuring out which of those are correctable and how are we going to get them back on track and performing at the levels that we previously saw and that I think was reasonable to project them for last season before they fell off. If we're able to accomplish that with numerous players, wholesale changes or a radical shift in direction is by no means necessary. Are there areas where we need to improve? Absolutely. We've hit on that already today, you know, whether it's from regaining our offensive approach, staying healthier. Those are two keys to our success going forward. But improving ourselves defensively, how we run the bases, a little better lineup balance and approach to each at bat is called for as well. Whether that comes from internal improvement or external additions, ultimately we're hoping that's a combination of both. But we don't view this as, you know, drastic wholesale changes on the horizon. We need to get these guys back to the level they're capable of playing at.
Grafal, excited.
Oh, it's a talented roster, top to bottom. You know, when you talk about the core group here, I mean, they can hit the ball at the ballpark and they can steal a base and, you know, really they can do anything, you know, in the game. And then when you talk about the pitching side, I mean, you're talking about four quality starters with a quality bullpen. Right, and you never know, we might add another starter or two. I'm not sure of that part, but I'm excited on both sides of the ball.
You hear the entire interview with Pedro Grafal on the Waddle and Sylvie page on ESPN Chicago. Check out the website.
Grafal.
Who was it?
Pedro Grafal, like Cole.
Hmm. Hello, everyone. My name is Pedro Grafal.
Hmm. So it's not Geritol.
It is not. Okay. The Geritol manager, as Ivy Chat just tweeted. Retired.
Okay. that's great point. Thank you very much, sir.
Very good, Chuck.
All right. Coming up next, the saga with Kyrie Irving. We discussed that coming up next on Chicago's Home for Sports. Danny's going to put money in your pocket. Here we go.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
And Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to remind you, we'll have our Friday folder coming up at 9:35. So the story of Kyrie Irving continues here from ESPN.com. The Brooklyn Nets suspended Kyrie Irving for at least 5 games without pay Thursday, dismayed by his repeated failure to unequivocally say that he has no anti-Semitic beliefs. With Irving later issuing an apology from his social media post last week about a book and a movie that features anti-Semitic tropes. So, Cap, as we've been watching this story unfold, I want to get your thoughts on it because, to me, Kyrie Irving, since he won the championship with Cleveland, with LeBron, he's been unhinged since that time. We know what kind of basketball player he is, but since that time, Cap, with him being in Boston and issues there, coming to the Brooklyn Nets, playing when he wants to play, not checking in with his coach at the time, Steve Nash, he has not been the same person.
So,
what do you think? Because I got a lot. We got to talk this out because it's just this guy. Under David Stern, I'm not sure if he plays in the NBA again, but under Adam Silver, it's a different story. There's something going on there. Silver, to me, it's a lot of disappointment in all of this.
And Silver was critical of him. I just don't think he went far enough.
Well, he was missing in action for a while. I want him on TV talking about this.
Right.
I don't want him hiding in the shadows, but go ahead.
So you have an organization in the Brooklyn Nets that just mutually parted ways. Steve Nash said, I want out. And they said, well, we want you out, so you're fired. He goes, no, I quit. So they settled his contract. They're going to pay off the last year of his deal. The rest of this year, I think, then his deal's up. You have a chance to make a fresh start, make a new hire. What are you saying to women who watch the NBA, women who are Brooklyn Nets fans, women who are season ticket holders, wear your garb, that you're going to hire Ime Udoka, who's suspended for the entire year for multiple transgressions with various women, with inappropriate text messages, harassment. Yeah, screw that. We're going to bring him in because he's a good coach.
By the way, they're going to let him coach immediately, too.
That's my point.
Okay.
What are you saying to any woman? Yeah, you know what? We really don't care. He's a good coach. Too bad. Deal with it. And then what are you saying to people who are Jewish, who either buy your tickets, buy your gear, sit in your seats, watch your games, listen to your broadcast, follow your team, when you have this moron on your team, Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
I did an event with him at Gina Giorgetti's here. He was one of the most unappetizing human beings I've had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing nice about him. Nothing.
Well, here's my thoughts on this, because when you have such a failure to disavow anti-Semitism the way he has, I can understand why it's very disturbing. But let's get back to the beginning of this. He sends out a link to a movie, which is amazing that Amazon still has it up there, by the way. You can't get it on Netflix, but you still get it on Amazon. That movie that's got so many untruths about Jewish people and also Africans as well in that same flick, right? All these things. But he puts the link out there and argues with Nick Friedell back and forth that it was a promotion. You and I will put a link out there on our social media to say, hey, we're telling you about this because we want you to click this. That's promotion. He gets into this semantic argument with Nick about whether or not he is promoting this or not. He knew he was in trouble as soon as Nick asked him about it. That's why he got into that fight with Nick back
Correct.
And forth.
Correct.
So, of course, you're promoting it. But here's Kyrie Irving in a nutshell. Kyrie Irving sees the world completely upside down. And you have every right to feel how you want to feel. But the point is, though, is that you just can't be this person that feels like you can say whatever you want and just walk through this world. You can be who you want to be. If you want to hate people because of their religious beliefs, you want to hate people because of their skin color, you want to hate people because of their class or what they look like, go right ahead. By all means, go ahead. You want to hate people based on all those things, go ahead. But you have to understand this. There's always going to be consequences. Kyrie Irving is wrong. Myers Leonard is out of the league for comments he made about Jewish people because it's stupid. So before you reach out to us with these classic whataboutisms, because I know that'll be on our social media, people will call in. Well, Kyrie did this, but what about that? But what about that? Before you reach out to us about whatisms, just understand all of it's wrong. If you think that what Kyrie did is wrong and you got another example, they're all wrong. So don't give us the whataboutisms. If you put links out on social media, you want people to see them. It's a promotion. The semantical or anti-Semitic semantics back and forth with Friedell was ridiculous. Kyrie will always be that weirdo at the party. He can believe what he wants, and nobody can change that. But when you put something out there in this climate and don't think there's going to be a backlash, you're daft. Absolutely daft. If you don't think that, oh, if I put this out there, no one's going to say anything. Of course someone's going to say something about it. Of course.
That's correct. You represent the Brooklyn Nets. What you say is affiliated with them. If you, Jonathan Hood, or me, David Kaplan, went on and tweeted or said something horrific, it represents ESPN 1000. They may not be condoning the statement, but they are associated with us. And what he did was just reprehensible. And then to not apologize and all of a sudden go, oh, God, I better apologize now. And I found what you were talking about. So Kyrie decided I'm going to donate $500,000 to the Anti-Defamation League.
Just throw money at it, Cap.
Correct. ADL, Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt on Kyrie Irving's apology issued late last night. Although we will not accept any funds from him. They're turning $500,000 down. That's a lot of money. If Kyrie is open to direct dialogue to repair the harm he has caused and to engage in a process of healing, that they are willing to talk to him and sit down and see if they can help educate him and give him an opportunity to move past all this. We don't know if that is going to happen. He has not responded.
We have a tweet right now from Nick Friedell. This is actually breaking news. 4 minutes ago, Friedel tweeted out, Sean Marks says Kyrie's apology last night was a good first step, but the organization wants him to take some more stops, including meeting with Jewish leaders, before playing again for the Nets. Marks said the Nets never considered releasing Kyrie.
Listen, if you're watching Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, and you believe in that, you go right ahead. But again, there's going to be circumstances with this. There's always going to be, listen, you put that out there thinking that you're erudite, that you are above it all. And that's who Kyrie is, by the way. When you deal with him or people that dealt with him, he believes that he knows everything. And he has every right to his opinion. I'm not saying that. But when you speak the way he does and lays out his reasons why, you know, he feels strongly about this and compares atrocities, slavery to the Holocaust. Do you not understand that it's all bad, Cap? It's all
correct.
Bad. It's all a part of our history, which is sad. But at the same time, though, what are you doing about it? Are you in a position to help heal or hurt? That's the question I would have for Kyrie Irving.
He has a forum where he could do so much to unite so many, and he chooses to go the other direction.
You want to be pro-black? You have every right to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a black man. There's nothing wrong with being pro-black. It's okay for you to be pro-Jewish, Cap. But I think that at the same time, especially in this climate, it'd be good to heal everybody, to work with everybody.
Correct.
To bring people together.
Correct.
No matter your background. But Kyrie is not doing that. And again, if for those that want to give a whataboutism, that whatever you're coming up with, that's wrong too. And what's the answer? That's the question. The question is, what's the answer to all this to make this better? Let's go back in time. Friedel and Kyrie Irving going back and forth. This is how it all started.
Kyrie, while we're on the topic of promotion, why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
That was a few weeks ago. I do not stand with Alex Jones' position, narrative, court case that he had with Sandy Hook, or any of the kids that felt like they had to relive trauma, or parents that had to relive trauma, or to be dismissive to all the lives that were lost during that tragic event. My post was a post from Alex Jones that he did in the early 90s or late 90s about secret societies in America of occults, and it's true. So I wasn't identifying with anything of being a campaignist for Alex Jones or anything. I was just there to post. And it's funny, and it's actually hilarious, because out of all the things I posted that day, that was the one post that everyone chose to see. It just goes back to the way our world is and works. I'm not here to complain about it. I just exist.
And to follow up on the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it? Do you see me in front of the
it out there,
the
people
title?
Are going to say that you are
promoting.
Yeah,
I put it out there just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but I...
Okay.
It's not
you put
stuff,
things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my
great,
stuff is
great,
not
so let's move on.
Filled
let's
with
move on.
Anti-Semitic
let's
stuff.
Move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing that.
Another
you're
human
free to post
I can
what,
post whatever I want, so say that what, and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand that by
I don't have
post,
to understand anything from you.
But it's
nothing.
Not me.
Nothing.
By
it's no people that you're making
you did,
up, bro. Move on.
But by posting
move
what
on.
You
next
did,
question.
Anybody
next question. Do you guys have any more questions?
And they're going to say,
you guys have any more questions?
Because
this is
going to
be a clip. This is going to be a clip that he's going to marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
No, this is another answering your question. Oh, my God. Let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Nick, I love you, man. He did not back down to Kyrie Irving. And the fallout from that is now Kyrie Irving is suspended without pay for a minimum of 5 games. It's not a 5-game suspension. It's a minimum of 5 games. And if they don't see enough contrition, they will extend it.
And as Friedel just reported, an apology will not be enough for the Nets. He needs to meet with Jewish leaders. He needs to take more steps along the way to prove that he's making an effort to, you know, condemn anti-Semitism, which, frankly, he hasn't done yet.
I will tell you that if I was the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, he would be released. If someone else wants him, you can have him. I don't want matching, because in the NBA, to make a trade, you got to match salaries within 10%. I don't want your contracts back. I'm not looking for that. I don't want this human being representing my logo and my city. I do not want him here any longer. And I would call Sean Marks and go, Sean, I know he's wildly talented, and we're going to take a hit in the standings, and I'm okay with that. he's gone. He will never play for us again. And the fact that you are going to sign off and hire a coach that has multiple allegations that a investigation has confirmed against women, and you're going to immediately allow that guy to coach when he's been suspended for the entire year by the Boston Celtics? Ah, F that. Bring him in. He can coach. The whole crew there should be gone. All of them. Yeah. To allow that? What are you saying to a woman who wants to watch an NBA game and go, you're letting that abuser right there coach your team? And you're letting that anti-Semitic guard play on your basketball team? What are you saying to them? That you don't matter and we don't care because it's all about did we win or did we lose? I'll cheer against them every single day those guys are allowed to work for them.
Well, Joe Tsai loves the circus. There's no question about that because he's got to realize that
he's the owner.
Along with KD and along with Kyrie and what's going on there and Ben Simmons, all that. And then you put more fuel on the fire while having someone that's got a cloud of controversy around him in Udoka. There's no question about that. I'll also say this about Adam Silver. And I do, and as Cap knows, and some do know, I work with the NBA on SiriusXM. So I do get a check from them, but I got to say this about Adam Silver. Disappointed. Completely disappointed. And him hiding in the shadows is a problem, Cap. Adam Silver's Jewish. Step out and say something. I mean, you can see all the evidence. You could talk to Kyrie and bring him in the office, but you have to take a look at this. If Myers Leonard's out of basketball because of comments that he made, okay, so why is Kyrie Irving still around? Kyrie Irving, and by the way, it's going to take more than 3, 4, 5 games to show contrition, Cap. You need a week of contrition so he can get back with the Nets? That's long time healing or understanding. Kyrie's the smartest guy in the room. You could ask him. But at the same time, he's a guy, and I'll just use me for an example. I learn from you. I learn from my teammates. I learn from life. I'm learning every day.
Same here.
I don't think I'm the smart. I'm never will call myself the smartest guy in the room because I'm always learning. I can't say I'm the smartest if I'm always learning because it's ongoing. It's a process.
Correct.
Learning something every day.
Correct.
Kyrie Irving, I think there's a cap on his learning in that he feels like, you know, I know everything. I'm going to tell you my thoughts and then fine. He has a right for his thoughts, but there's always going to be repercussions for thoughts like that or him not saying something in contrition to Jewish families in the community.
Correct.
So I just...
Yeah, I'll root against the Brooklyn Nets as hard as I can every day.
Friday Folder next on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Cause it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Friday Folder here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Coming up this half hour, we'll hear from our special person that comes in to talk to us about the weather. It is Tracy Butler. She is a special person. She helps us out with the weather. We'll talk to her coming up at 9:50.
She's walking around with Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Remember that game? That.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got one in a box. She's like, you want this? No, I played that when I was 9. But
we're gonna have it in studio one of these days, Cap. We're gonna figure out a bit to do with it. It'll be good.
She left
it here with us. We'll make sure that gets worked in.
Just tell her to worry about keeping the weather nice.
Here's Shane Norling with the Friday Folder.
Well, I want to start by wishing a happy birthday to a Chicago Bears legend. Devin Hester turns 40 today.
And the Colts have had a hard time all season covering kicks. It's Hester trying to work it back to the middle. Gets past the first wave, and here he goes. It's Hester inside the 30. Hester's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. And no flag, 92 yards.
Oh, man, Devin Hester, soon to be Hall of Famer, Devin Hester.
Didn't Carm have money on that at 40-1? Wasn't it Carm?
Believe so.
40-1 that he would return. I don't know. I never asked Carm. Was it the opening kick or any kick?
Got to ask him.
I have to ask Carm that. That was amazing.
Shay.
All right, I want to ask about Twitter.
Happy birthday, Devin.
We got into this a little bit earlier in the week, but there's been there's been further developments in the takeover happening at Twitter with Elon Musk. Originally, we heard that verified users would have to pay to keep the blue check mark. That has since been confirmed. $8 a month will be charged to verified users to retain the blue check mark. But they're also floating the idea of paid DMs.
Paid DMs? I didn't hear about this.
Now, there's no word on how much it would cost, but who on earth would you pay to talk to on Twitter?
Well, I have a few people.
I'd pay to talk to...
Nia Long.
Wow.
I'll put my Venmo in my profile. Anybody wants to chat?
Yeah, maybe her. Hello, how's things going without Udoka?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Yeah, you're back on the market.
No, I wouldn't pay for that. That sounds ridiculous. This whole thing with the chat, I'm not verified, which is fine with me, but you think I should be.
Yes. You're Jonathan freaking Hood. You host the biggest morning radio show in town now. You should be verified. Yeah. Yes.
Are you going to pay $8 a month for it, Hoodie?
No.
I am.
No, I'm not verified yet, so I'm not in that mix. But the idea that I'm paying for, like, DMs, no, I can't do that. That's ridiculous.
Okay, here's the thing. I know there are people out there who are tweeting, well, I thought speech was free. Twitter is free. But if you want certain other privileges from it, what is it, like a public trust? I work in the media. I want to be verified so that people know if I tweet something, that's really me doing it. And there's a process that vets it, says, yeah, that's truly him. And then give me good security, so my account should be virtually unhackable. And then I will pay the $8 a month. Yes, I will. There, again, I had a friend of mine go, tired of all these ads on Twitter. Okay. You don't want ads. You don't want to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you supposed to get it? For just free? That's not how the world works.
Shay?
I got no issue.
See, my thing with the verified, and I'm not verified either, and I really have no interest in being verified because I'm not a newsbreaker. I'm not a reporter. I just want to entertain. I want to tweet during the games. I want to make some jokes. I don't need the blue check mark to do that. I'm certainly not paying $8 a month to get one.
Shay?
All right. A certain Senate race in Pennsylvania has gotten a little ugly. Mm-hmm. John Fetterman is accusing Dr. Oz of being a bigger Cowboys fan than an Eagles fan. Is that the death knell?
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Wow.
Please let the election happen so we can move on.
Tuesday, please get here and then be done with it.
Oh, how ridiculous has this stuff gotten? He's a bigger Cowboys fan, Philly.
Okay. I mean, I guess any edge you can have, right? Say anything to get elected. Back and forth.
Yeah, it was funny. I was one of the media members selected when then President Clinton was going into the Cubs clubhouse after a Cubs game.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody yelled, I thought your wife was a Mets fan because she was, you know, Senator of New York.
Stumping in New York.
And
yeah.
He got all upset.
Yeah.
Don't start with that now. She's from here. And like,
hey, now, don't start with that now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you.
Do we have to inject politics into our sports to let them cheer whoever they want?
Who cares?
Just, if you're going to represent the area I live in,
yeah,
keep my family safe and me, fix the freaking roads, provide the services we need.
And keep it moving.
And keep it moving.
Yeah. Salt the streets, please.
Thank you.
Shay.
How about a $1.5 billion jackpot in the Powerball drawing tomorrow?
I think we're going to get in on that.
Oh, so the ticket that I haven't checked the winners, I guess that was a loser. I can throw it away? Is that what you're telling me?
It's
in my drawer.
How many billion?
$1.5 billion with a B.
Cap, could you put in a number for us?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's still going, right? The pot's still going?
Still growing.
Okay, could you get some numbers for us?
Yeah, I'll get them.
Here you go.
100%.
All right.
And I won't even buy them up by where I live.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to get them in the city. I got to go up by Wrigley. Oh. I'm going to get them up there.
So you're not going to go to Inverness?
I don't live in Inverness.
Or Vernon Hills.
I'm not going there either.
Because you can't win in those cities.
Correct.
too rich.
Yeah.
I'm going to Skokie.
Here's the numbers. Yeah, it's, what you tell me, it's like a conspiracy. It's all drawn array. Ah, that's in up in Inverness. That can't win.
It's true, Cap. What do you mean? You can't win in those ritzy cities.
So you're telling me like the Lake Forest 7-Eleven, you can't.
No shot.
If they even allow a 7-Eleven there. Can't get it done.
That's a no shot. You've seen these winners. Far remote places. Can you get out to Summit? Can you do that? Can you do that for me? So, anything else?
I'll get it done.
All right.
Yeah, there is a nightclub opening in the city of Chicago that will include mini golf indoors. So if you want to go, if you want to go get blitzed at a nightclub and do some dancing, you can also now play mini golf at the Puttery Chicago. It opens this weekend.
I got an email about that. The Puttery Chicago.
I used to go to the Snuggery.
Not the Snuggery. You and Flair. I don't mean that.
That's it.
Woo! She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Yeah. If you got a full sweater. Rick, please.
Yes.
We're on TV.
And you're 18.
Oh, my God.
To 28. And no boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And no husband.
Oh, my God.
We'll be at the Snuggery on Division.
Woo!
And rock.
Tracy Butler will join us to tell us about our weekend weather. That's coming up next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap. J-Hook.
This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Tracy Butler from ABC7 Eyewitness News, and she's with us here on ESPN 1000, brought to you by Shady Rays. Good morning, Tracy.
That's very Ted Baxter.
What's up, Tracy?
Your delivery.
Isn't that the way it works over there?
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, big voices.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Good morning, I'm Floyd Kelber. Here's the news.
Did you go to his funeral?
Oh, my gosh. We got into a big fight, and I'm telling you, you better get between the two of us.
What
if
happened
we start
there?
This again.
Oh, did you do the funeral game?
Come, I did.
Like, every week? We have to do this every week? Honestly? Well,
names pop
isn't
in.
Isn't there anything else you can talk about?
Not really. Did you?
Yeah, I know. I heard you before. I, like, brought a gift over, and I hear, I'm telling you, just stick to the weather. Really?
Wow. That's a bad guy.
I know.
Did you go to Floyd Calvert's funeral?
So, Hoodie, this is the deal with the weather.
Yes.
So, today, there are some showers that are starting to pop up in the area. Could get a little thunderstorm here today, too. But what I want all your listeners to know, if they still have Halloween decorations outside, get those puppies in. Because tomorrow, we could end up with 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts around here.
Mm.
And I believe we have Ohio State at Northwestern tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
The wind is going to be insane during
Take
that
the points.
Game. So, just so your listeners are aware of that.
Take the point.
That's interesting with the kicking game, though, if the wind's bad.
Remember that one at Soldier Field where they were kicking it and they would start it way over there and it would just blow all up? Remember that?
Yeah.
Sure.
So that was incredible.
So what about Sunday? Same thing?
Okay, Sunday, the winds will not be as gusty as tomorrow, but we'll still have a wind out of the south-southwest Sunday, anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour. So that's still kind of breezy. Kickoff temperature is going to be about 58 degrees, and we're going to get into the low to mid-60s here on Sunday during that game.
And no rain.
No rain Sunday.
That's
dry Sunday.
Tua's like, yes.
Fields will be happy with it, too.
I hope so.
That's good. That's really good. And thank you for the weather that you sent down to Central Texas for me in Austin and San Antonio. Thank you very much for the weather.
I arranged it. I put the order in when I heard you were going. That's how it works.
See that?
If only.
You'd like that, Cap. It was 75. It's not hot enough for you, but it was perfect for me. 75 and sunny every day.
It's better than what's coming.
Well, oh, come on. This is unseasonable warmth. You walk out the door this morning, this is more reflective of September 4th than November 4th.
I'm not disputing that fact. All I simply said was that's I know what's coming.
Okay, yeah, hopefully.
The weather's going to be cold, Tracy.
Oh.
Tracy, that's going to be really terrible.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Real quick. My family back in Pittsburgh wants to know what y'all think about Chase Claypool coming here.
We like it. We're happy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's good.
Get him out of that dead-ass Pittsburgh football team and bring him here.
Hey, Oh, my gosh. You better get between us.
Listen.
Hey, is Bill Frank still alive? Remember him? He was the sports guy.
Yes.
With
so
Floyd Calvert, John Coleman.
I'm just letting you know.
That was a legendary newscast.
We're going to have above average high temperatures the foreseeable future.
Oh, I love that. So I'll wait, though, with the wind. I'll wait until next week to start putting out the Christmas decorations.
But the thing is, you want to wait till after we get through tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to turn the lights on yet, right?
Not yet. No.
Okay, good.
After Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Here is the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day. Here we go.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
We share the coffee-making responsibility, but why would I make a pot of coffee if it's just me and the dogs?
Ah, geez, the wife's out of town. I don't have any coffee there. Dingbats. Is that what you're doing, Cap?
No, we share the responsibility, but I make a whole pot. I'm not going to make, and I was out of Keurig cups, so I couldn't make a single.
You're unbelievable.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Hey, I eat it there. Give me a beer, would ya? And a cup of coffee, a cup of Joe. Top me off, sweetie.
Why wouldn't you just make half a pot?
Why would I make half a pot? I take one mug with me to drink here. And the rest of it gets wasted. That's wasteful.
Well, then make as much in the pot as you need for the mug.
No.
That's logic. That is logical,
Shay. I put six scoops in, ten things of water,
you
and
use a little less coffee, a little less water. You make what you need for the mug.
Okay, we've learned Cap is not logical.
Thank you.
That's right.
Bill Frink's dead, by the way.
Thanks.
He died in 2005.
Thanks for sharing.
He was 78.
Thank you.
That's uplifting on a Friday, isn't it?
Yes, I know.
I mean, he's the grim capper.
He's been dead for 17 years. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
And by the way, Vicky McHenry, all four paid DMs will stop the random men from sliding into mine. It's gotten crazy in the last couple months.
She doesn't like men sliding into her DMs?
Are you going to pay the $8 to keep your verified status on Twitter?
Not a chance.
You're better than that. I am.
You are?
Yes.
Why?
Because when Tracy Butler tweets, we should know that's really Tracy Butler.
I know Tracy when I see her. I could just text her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe you can give me the $8.
I got you. I love you. I will.
We thank you for calling and switching and being part of our program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to Shay and Charlie on the other side of the glass. How about a Bears Victory Monday show at 7 o'clock, Cap?
Let's do it. Bears and Dolphins. Rock and roll, baby.
For Tracy and Cap, it's Jay Hood. Greenberg's coming up next. We'll talk to you at 7 o'clock Monday morning with a Bears Victory Monday show right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So long, everybody.
Take that. You say
from Chicago.